This is AIW President Matt Wadsworth, and you're listening to me right here on Wrestling Cheers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially if you go by Johnny Polo. This is Wrestling Cheers. We'd like to talk about things going on in the Northeast Ohio independent wrestling scene. We preview shows, we review shows, and sometimes we even have interviews along the way. This is a preview for this Saturday's AIW show, Wrestle Rager 4, quote the Raven, Nevermore. I am your host, I am Justin Summers, and Wrestling Cheers is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network and Midwest Territory. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com, and we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. Like I said, this is a preview episode for Wrestle Rager 4, and this week, we got Caden.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. It's Wrestle Rager time. Probably going to be a death match or two.
Or kind of all of them. Kind of. Depending.
Maybe.
And we also have Stacey.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Another week, another episode.
Yeah, man. The streak lives.
Well, there's going to be, I know, a gap here soon. So there's definitely, you definitely won't be on any of those.
Right on.
For like interviews and stuff. It's like, I'd love to have you on, but yeah, you know, shit happens. Anyway. Yeah,
no, man, I'm good. I'm glad I can help out.
All right. We have Wrestle Rager 4. This is one of the top shows of the year. We were kind of talking about this when it came to Absolution. I like favor Absolution. I know, Stacey, you favored Wrestle Rager.
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is my favorite show of the year. I cannot wait. Saturday cannot come soon enough.
What are your thoughts on this show, Caden? Kind of a dumb question, but yeah.
Light tubes. Gonna be there early building stuff.
So,
because I actually don't know what I'm building at this moment. So. Yeah.
Sometimes you go into these shows not knowing what you're going to build. You just bring material and start building while you're there.
That's exactly what I'm doing for Saturday. I just have stuff sitting in my room at the moment. Not sure what it's going to turn into.
Any, like, vague ideas that maybe you're kind of thinking of but not committed to?
There's going to be stuff put on a board.
Okay.
It's going to be light tubes taped together.
I think.
I genuinely don't have too many ideas at this moment.
So we know you have light tubes and a board. That's guaranteed.
By board, it's foam board. Not a gigantic piece of wood.
Okay. Foam board.
Not like, not 1-inch thick plywood.
Oh.
That won't break.
Oh, my head hurts just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into Wrestle Rager, and let's talk about the Duke and Bitcoin Boys.
Do we have to?
Yes. Versus Raven and the Weird World. A lot of fun stuff going on in this. Let's start with the easy one to get to. We have the Duke and Raven. It's kind of a theme where somebody beats the shit out of Duke every year, and it looks like the Raven, or Raven, when I say the Raven, Raven's going to be the one to do it.
Yeah, man.
Team going.
Isn't that the best part of every Rager? Like, there comes that time every year when Duke gets the fuck beat out of him by somebody who came in to beat the fuck out of Duke. Like, Sandman got the honors, Thorn got to do it. Now it's Raven's turn. And worldwide. It's going to be great.
It's a strange little match, but it'll be fun.
And then you have Bitcoin Boys making their...
The newly formed team.
The AIW debut of Bitcoin Boys. And on the other side, you have the veterans of AIW, and especially Wrestle Rager, Weird World.
Yeah. I, you know, disappointed. Disappointed in young. Ah, those young men. It's a shame you'd side with Duke. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a rough day for all three of them. I just don't feel like the Wrestle Rager lends itself to the Bitcoin Boys and Duke. It's kind of a worldwide show. This is a worldwide match. I think it's gonna go bad for those boys.
They're in a different match. Yeah, maybe they'd have a chance. It's a worldwide show, as you said. He's 2-0, I think. I would have to check.
I believe so. I want to say they're 2-0. Because, obviously last year was the...
death match.
Yeah.
And then year before was the six-man tag.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, 2-0.
They have ended the last 2 years of WrestleRager celebrating. And I'm kind of wondering, is this going to be the main event or will it be another match that we're going to talk about later? Does that become the main event? Because I feel like any other show, the other match we'll talk about would be a main event. But at this show, it's the Weird World. This is their venue. This is their home. Their home. And you also have Raven in there. Like, that makes sense that would be the main event.
If I'm not mistaken, the main event has already been announced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, Sandman wasn't in the main event. Sabu wasn't in the main event. So I don't think this will be main event with Raven in it. They've usually kind of been like the right before intermission match.
Slipping them right back over to take pictures.
Yeah, headline the first half of the show.
First half main event.
Yep.
Yeah, that is right. They did announce what the main event was going to be. And that's just, I've had like a crazy week. And with having like the three matches kind of announced through the email first, like I kind of glossed over that fact, but that's true that the other match is the main event.
Which we'll get into said other match.
And yeah. You talk about it like it's a secret.
It's not, for now.
But we don't have to talk about it right now. You know what I mean?
Right. But you don't have to talk about it like cryptically, like, ooh, the other match. the other match.
It's a secret.
Like,
for now, it's a secret.
Right.
I'm not speaking the name until we get to it. Because then we might as well just talk about the fucking match.
Right. Well, I follow. I gotcha.
So, getting back to this six-man tag match, it's going to be crazy to think of the Mikey, a dude who, when he debuted, got one of the biggest ovations for his debut. And then now kind of doing a 180 and nobody's cheering him. And even like his biggest crowd, his biggest section is now going to be turned against him.
I don't know that anybody's against him.
Well,
I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed in young Mikey.
But you're not going to want him to win, right? Because if he wins, somebody else wins.
Yeah, but we've been through that with Mansoor for a year, right? Like, whatever. I mean, I get what those guys are doing, what the thing is with Duke. Totally makes sense. Just disappointed. I do not see them winning this match. This is going to be send everybody to intermission happy with Raven doing something to Duke that makes everybody real happy, or worldwide getting to do something to Duke that makes everybody real happy, and we'll all go buy drinks and get ready for the second half of the show. But it's going to be great.
So what you're saying is that Jaylit next year, Jock Sampson's going to come back and he's going to attack the Bitcoin Boys. So then we're going to have the Bitcoin Boys versus Jock in a death match. Is that what we're saying?
Double rope match absolution next year.
Man, I'm not predicting any kind of future, nothing. I'm just saying I think that might be how things go on Saturday. Maybe I could be wrong.
Next up, let's talk about the intense title match. Matthew Justice versus Dominic Guarini versus Wheeler Yuta, who made his return to AIW at Absolution, and such a good match. Even if you just start off with Justice versus Dom, adding in Wheeler and at WrestleRager, going to be a fun match, a very interesting match for the Intense title. What are your thoughts on it, Stacey?
Oh, man, there's a lot to take in with this match, right? Like, oh, we get Wheeler Yuta back. I like Wheeler Yuta. I don't know how you couldn't like Wheeler Yuta. And then getting Matt versus Dom, like, this is going to be real good. I can't wait for this. This is the match I'm looking forward to the most on this show.
Both Matt and Dom, too, have that history with Joshua Bishop, too.
Recently, yeah, but he's not in this match.
I know he's not in this match, but I'm saying, like, we watched Bishop feud with Dom, then transition that into the feud with Justice.
And that now turned Bishop insane.
Yeah, you could actually say that the match versus Dom is what turned him insane.
Because he was never really like that.
All of a sudden, you want to light somebody on fire and you become a psychopath.
I'm all for it. He's not in this match, though. He's not in that match we're not talking about, right?
Not yet.
So, yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, man. I just think, you know, the environment of Rager suits Matt Justice really well. He's got a pretty good history at Rager. That match he had last year with Sabu and PCO.
That was the perfect environment for him.
Yeah. Yeah, and does Matt have a manager again?
Oh,
I sure hope so.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, man. I really hope that we have a semi-permanent manager for Matt Justice now in Fonzie. It'd be great. It'd be the best.
What if we just pull other random people from ECW to manage him? I mean, Fonzie's the best, but I don't know. Mix it up a little bit.
Man, I wouldn't be opposed to other ECW folks being booked into AIW. Like, that's, I'm always pro that. I think Fonzie and Matt make a good thing.
Real good combo.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I don't know about anybody else with Matt, but I like that. It's good. And, you know, he's always had a way to involve himself in matches.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it. I like it a lot. It doesn't spell, if he does have him, it doesn't spell good shit for Dom and Wheeler Yuta.
God, no.
That might turn Wheeler Yuta insane. Who knows?
Boy, wouldn't that be something. Wheeler Yuta that's acting as crazy as Josh Bishop is.
Start going out of balconies.
This is Yuta's first Rager, too.
Yes, because he... Yeah, it is, because he debuted at Abso last year. Wasn't on Rager because he was somewhere else.
Yeah.
This is a few people's first Rager. There's a lot of new faces on this Russell Rager card.
Which is nice.
Yeah. I think in that match we're not talking about yet, there's some people that it's their first Rager. One person, I think, that it's his first Rager.
Two.
Let's get into that match.
Yeah, right now.
The Rip City Shooters versus Nick Gage and Filthy Tom Lawler.
Yeah, it is two people. I forgot Nick's never done a Rager. How the fuck has Nick Gage never been on a Wrestle Rager?
Been booked elsewhere.
Yeah, I guess. Boy, if there was ever a place for a Nick Gage match, it's fucking Wrestle Rager.
See if those weapons come into play here.
Yeah, and that's not something Tom really does normally. He's kind of out of his element with that.
I've seen him do like... I had two hardcore matches, him versus Dom in the Dog Collar and him versus Lance at the Rap Show.
Yeah.
I would think when you're going up against Bishop and Barkley, you might, if it's even if not in your element, you might have to stoop to that level. You might have to use weapons because we know Josh is fucking insane and Wessel used just as many weapons as Bishop would.
Well, I don't
if he
think
needs
there's...
to, he'll go to that point.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a question there's going to be weapons in this match. I mean, you just look at who's
chain wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's any question as to how violent this thing's going to be. This is
not going to leave the ring at all.
Oh no, it's all completely going to stay in the ring. Everybody's going to obey every normal rule of tag wrestling. Will be adhered to. Boy, wouldn't that be a fucking troll? Like, oh, it's Wrestle Rager. We're going to have a clean tag match.
No weapons get used all day.
Or weapons get used all day, but not in the match you think they're going to be used in. Like, this one's just normal. Main event? Nah, just normal match.
How would you feel about that, Caden?
Hey, stuff gets used.
But of all matches. Like, we're talking Nick fucking Gage. And if anybody's going to use weapons, like, that's probably top of my list. Bishop's a close second.
I feel like I say this a lot, but I think it's going to be a rough day for Wes. I don't feel like this goes well for him.
That's normal for him at this point.
Yeah. I guess that is kind of his thing, is he just gets the shit beat out of him.
Even if he's not wrestling, it just kind of happens.
Hey, man, you get too close, involve yourself, things happen.
Sometimes you end up getting thrown out of balconies and you're not even in the match.
That's what happens when you put your nose where it don't belong. End up thrown off a balcony, you know.
Does Wes Barkley bleed?
You're not through a bunch of tables, but...
Does Wes Barkley bleed?
Oh, I would imagine. I think the better question on this show is, like, who doesn't bleed?
Of the matches we've named, I'll say one person won't bleed. That's the only guarantee I think I'll give.
Yeah, is it Wheeler Yuta?
No, This is Raven.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only guarantee.
That's an extra.
But I think where we came from out of Absolution, of Bishop losing the Intense title and then attacking, you know, Eddie and Lawler, shows, like, which direction he's going, that he's like, fuck that, like, I want to go for the Absolute Championship.
Done with the Intense title. Gonna move on to the big belt now.
Yeah. What? If he could do that real soon, like, what a fucking year that would be for Joshua Bishop.
He might be the first person to win both of them, if it happens, in a single year.
Most likely. Almost.
Not 100% sure.
Maybe Donst. Didn't he go from one belt to the other one within the same year? But, like, in the opposite direction?
No.
Yes? If he went from Absolute to Intense, what that was, I'm thinking of that, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, a good call.
Because he didn't win it at Abso, he came back at Abso, meaning Gage.
Right.
Which is when later, which meaning that's when Daunt lost it, and that was months later. That was actually Hell on
lost
Earth.
Lost it, bleh, won it Abso a couple months later.
Yeah.
I had a good call, then. Forgot about that.
Hell on Earth, Abso. But I say for Bishop to do it would be a little bit more impressive, because you figure out how young of a career Bishop has.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but Donst is a seasoned veteran.
And he had already won the Absolute title before, a couple times.
Multiple times.
Yeah. So it has been done before, but you consider the starting point of where Bishop is in his career, it would be a little bit more impressive, and especially out of, you know, the AIW Training Academy. How many wrestlers that have come out of AIW Training Academy have been a champion of two different titles?
Well, I mean, in fairness, it's not been around oh so long, but I can't think of any.
We've seen people win one title so far. Nobody's gotten two, so that would be the next
for almost any a tag belt.
Do you count PB?
He only won the big belt, never,
and the tag belt.
Yes.
Didn't win two different singles belts, if that's what we're judging off of.
Right on.
I look at that two different ways. I look at it as, if I'm
not discrediting him at all.
Yeah. I would say technically PB didn't start AIW. He came in a little bit more seasoned. But at the same time, that would also cancel out PME also winning tag titles, but they did not start AIW.
But they've only had those titles, though. It's not like we're talking about anybody with two.
But I'm
we are talking about Absolute and the Intense title.
Fair enough. Yeah, I just didn't know if we were going to count PB, because he had two belts, but one of them was tag. So.
Yeah, let's just count singles, because tag, it's a team. It's two people.
Yeah. And again, the school hasn't been around oh so long that there's this huge history of dudes who could have done it. So yeah, it'll be unprecedented if Josh does it. It'd be a pretty big fucking deal if he did. It would be a pretty big deal if anybody on the AIW roster held both of those titles within the same calendar year. For someone to be a product of the school to do it, it's fucking huge.
Mm-hmm. Even we're not even counting the fact of, you know, Justice has the J-Lit trophy. He can cash that in for the end of the year, and boom, right there. Granted, not a student, but winning both championships within the calendar year.
Sure. And I was going to say, with Josh, let's not put the fucking cart before the horse.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to get through this fucking match before there's even any talk of him versus Tom in any kind of situation for the belt. Yeah. So, I mean, anybody could win this match. Either side could win. I think Josh is certainly at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what could happen. There's always surprises.
There's a lot going on in this match.
There is a whole lot.
Any more thoughts on this match?
Prepared to just move out of the way.
That's definitely this whole show, really.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it goes without saying. I mean, normally, under normal circumstances, you move out of the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be a bit easier at this show, because you're not in a chair.
You ain't kidding. Yeah, at this show, it's super easy. Everybody's standing there, so you just move. But fucking move. Because it's not even, you know, like, it's just a whole different vibe at that show if you've never been to it. Although, at this point, I mean, how many people haven't been to a WrestleRager?
Depending on how long you've been following AEW. You know, if you got someone who's just in within about 6 to 9 months, yeah, they haven't been to a Rager yet, but you figure.
Or if you're young Ed and you skip it to go to.
Ah,
Terrible fan.
He has rumored to supposedly be at the show, so...
Oh, he is. He's coming this time.
So I'm looking forward...
Good job. You realize WrestleRaiders are important.
Actually, I think it was that convention's not the same weekend.
Yeah.
And I even think,
forget the convention.
Which I actually do think he said that even if it was, he was going to pick Rager. Because he spent like all last year going like, oh, I wish I was at Rager. Wish I was at Rager.
Yeah, there was other stuff I think this year outside of that. But I don't know. But yeah, you should be there. But yeah, move out of the fucking way. If you see shit coming your direction, just move.
Be prepared for flying glass.
Yeah, man. So 2 years in a row, I've ate some light tube. So know that if you're up close, if you're like right up against the railing, you're going to get hit with light tube glass and shit. So
you're going to catch something.
Yeah. Just
glass, cereal, cookie sheet.
Be aware of your surroundings. And if you don't want to get hit with shit, right up against the thing ain't the place to be. There's all sorts of room that you can stand back.
Farther back.
Yeah.
And it's
coming from me, who's experienced in getting hit with things that shows.
And I think a good sign of what this weekend's going to bring is, and I haven't done this in a while, and this is something that some people have said they like it when we used to do this, where we talked about the weather for a particular event, because sometimes we're waiting outside, and this is actually a whole show where not only are you waiting outside before the show, you're going to be enjoying the show also outside. So as of right
now... Oh, and are we going to be enjoying it, man? I took a look at this earlier.
I didn't pull up Lakewood. I pulled up Cleveland because I have that saved.
Yeah.
And, not too far away, so it's pretty much the same thing. As of right now, 74 degrees and sunny.
And 55% humidity, like real low humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
It's so good because it was a fucking boiler last year.
Yeah, because... didn't it rain? Or no, it wasn't. It's not that it did rain. I think it was going to. And then it managed to, like, go through the air, but there was still the fucking, like, moisture in the air.
I feel like that's WrestleRager every year. Is it going to rain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this year, knock on wood, man, everything looks like it's the best weather there's ever been for a WrestleRager.
Yeah, there's 2 days before and 2 days after it. As of right now, like, there's no rain. So, we're right in the middle of a good weekend and good weather, too. So, it will be and should be a fun day.
I think that might be the oldest old man thing you've ever done on this show is give a weather report. That's...
Sad thing is, you're older than me.
Hey, man, I'm dead. Not what I'm supposed to say. Oh, no, I'm not older than you. Yeah, I'm fucking old. What? It's not like it's a secret.
No, you weren't supposed to say that. It's just I'm doing older man shit.
Yeah, well,
wanna Werther's original?
Compartmentalize that and think about it later.
Being a proper adult.
At least your pants haven't snuck up real high yet. They're not like just right up under your tits yet, so you're good.
I do wear suspenders though.
Oh, slippery slope, buddy.
All right, we're gonna go into this. Brief commercial break. And no, we do not have a new sponsor of Werther's Originals, but we'll be back right after this.
What's up, everybody? This is Alex Worldwide Keller coming to you live here for a thrift store. Wait, it's not thrift store driver? Wait a minute. Wrestling who? Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name. I know my name. It's Alex Worldwide Keller, and you're listening to Wrestling Cheers. And I want to tell you all about Wrestling Cheers t-shirts at whatamaneuver.net. It's a heck of a shirt because where everybody knows your name, and wrestling is a game, and the game is pain. And pain is what we feel, and what we feel, it's real. Whatamaneuver.net, Wrestling Cheers, do it up for your boy, Alex Worldwide Keller.
All right, and back to the rest of the card, and let's make some picks. We'll start off with Dr. Dan versus CPA. I'm really looking forward to this match, and I'm gonna go with CPA. How about you,
man.
Stacey?
Yeah. Man, I can't pick against Dr. Dan. This is a cool match, though. We get a comedy match on Rager, or what I assume will be a comedy match on Rager. I've seen CPA do some funny shit. This should be good. But yeah, I can't bet against Dan. Hey, we need to remember to actually bring fucking toilet paper since Dan has a match.
Yes, public service announcement. Please bring toilet paper. I'm hoping to remember, but it's going to be a long week for me. So
if don't depend on me to do it. My car will be quite full of other things.
I mean, you could fit it into a first aid kit because all the shit you're bringing, you're going to need one.
I doubt that'll be in the car.
All right, who you got, Caden?
Oh, I'm going to go with CPA.
Next up, this match actually has a little bit of history and was potentially going to be a match that we were going to talk about, but Big Twan Tucker versus professional Parker Pierce, the tag team imploding, going their separate ways, and now coming against each other.
Getting a proper one-on-one match against each other.
I'm going to go.
Oh, man, you're actually thinking about who you're going to go with?
Okay, I don't pick who I want to win. Sometimes I think, all right, something dirty is going to happen. Like, Dr. Dan has the potential to interfere in this matchup.
Sure.
So I'm going to go with Parker Pierce.
No.
Who do you got, Caden?
Caden, did you just say no?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. What the fuck, man? Have you watched a Big Twan match? Like, the fuck's Dan gonna do? Twan's fucking next level at this point.
Twan
like,
will kill him, that'll kill Parker.
Yeah, I don't even... Yeah, it's Twan by a lot. Like, by all of it is Twan.
You're allowed to have an opinion, but it's wrong here.
See, yeah, you're allowed to have an opinion, but no.
Yeah, I'm welcome to it, but I mean, geez, fucking... It's not... Yeah, Twan's gonna win this. Parker Pierce, that sucks. This is, you know, he fucked up. Now you gotta wrestle Twan. Sorry. You will have liked it a lot better when he was your partner, I promise.
Zach Thomas versus Mance Warner. I gotta go with Mance on this one. Is that the right pick, Caden?
Yes, it is. In this case, yes.
So you're picking Mance Warner.
Correct. Deathmatch Mancer.
How about you, Stacey?
Oh, yeah, it's Mancer. But this one, I mean, that's not the same kind of comparison of like I feel like
former teammates wrestling each other.
Yeah, I feel like Zach is a lot like, not a knock on Parker, but have you seen Twan lately? Like, no.
NXT.
Yeah, boy, Twan has a different level of intensity now. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not a knock on Parker Pierce, but like, he's just not at Twan level right now.
Yeah,
like, yeah, Zach, I can see like there's a probable idea of like Zach could maybe hang with Mance. We've seen him wrestle a ton of tough motherfuckers and be able to walk away from it.
He just had a match with Gage at Absolution.
Yeah, a fucking violent as
very, very violent hardcore match.
Yeah, it was a murder, and he
murder,
was able
death, to, kill match.
Yeah, he was able to walk away from it. I just don't think, like, have you watched Twan lately, man? I mean, seriously, it's fucking his. The intensity is just, it's a different dude. He's a totally different dude. Parker Pierce ain't ready for that shit. But yeah, it's Mance Warner in this other match.
I mean, crazier shit has happened. And we can't all agree on every match, so maybe...
Oh, man, I'm not saying that you don't have to. I was just very surprised. I was surprised to see that was your pick.
Like, you're not at all the shows.
Well, I'm not. I've missed two
this
year.
It's the joke.
Next up, we have Matt Justice versus Dominic Greeny versus Wheeler Yuta. I'm going with Justice. How about you, Stacey?
Wow, man. So in reality, I think really, truly, any of these three could walk away with the win. But I can't bet against Matt, especially if he's got somebody in his corner. If he's got his manager with him, boy, yeah, it's not even a competition at that point. Yeah, I'll go with Matt.
How about you, Caden?
I'd love to see Yuta win it, but I'm going with Justice.
The Duke and Bitcoin Boys versus Raven and the Weird World. I gotta go with Raven and the Weird World. How about you, Caden?
Raven and the Weird World.
Stacey?
I mean, you know.
So you're picking the Duke and Bitcoin Boys.
Oh, man. Absolutely not. Raven and the Weird World.
And then we have the main event. Rip City Shooters versus Nick Gage and Filthy Tom Lawler. I'm going with Gage and Lawler. How about you, Stacey?
Oh, man. Whew. So I want to go Gage and Lawler. I really do. I really, really do. I can't, though. I think Bishop finds a way to pull this thing off. I think it's going to be Rip City Shooters.
How about you, Caden?
This is the one that could really, really go either way. I'm thinking it's going to be Gage and Waller, though.
All right, any final thoughts on WrestleRager? Start with Stacey.
Man, it's the coolest show of the year. It's totally different than every other AIW show. It's my favorite. There's no other wrestling show that I've ever been to where the bar will sell you a whole bottle of Mad Dog 2020 and you can just stand there and drink it. It's a beautiful thing. And it's going to be, as we heard on the weather report, very nice out. So hopefully it's a fucking packed room, and we haven't really touched on it, but there's actually an after party at Now That's Class on this show, that Papa Pepperoni's band's playing, and I think, roster member of two's bands might be playing on, so.
Eddie Only's old band, I believe.
Yeah.
Been a few years since they've done anything.
So yeah, that's another thing.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, you come to the show and there's, when the wrestling's over for the first time, there's, because the place has, you know, it's a venue. It's got a place to play. I don't know what's happened the years before that's never happened, but it's cool that it's happening this year.
There has been attempts to get music. It's just not happened.
How about you, Caden?
I'm excited for this show. As said, it's totally different from anything else throughout the year. In a way, it's like an outdoor version of the rap show.
Yes.
In a very, very strange way, that's kind of what it is. I'm glad the weather's going to be decent compared to past years. It's not going to be 95 degrees out, which is nice. Just show up. You'll love it. It's a good way to come. If you've never been to a show, it's a good one to start with. Just don't expect light tubes at every show. I've tried. I promise.
And weird shit happens every year. Like, there's going to be shit that happens at this show that you're going to remember a year, 2 years from now. That you're going to be like, oh, remember that show we went to that kind of looked like a fucking backyard show? And there was a guy eating food in a window watching it? Yes. Or
window guy.
Yeah, or there were kids on a dumpster watching it over a fence, or when that guy got put through the fucking garage door, you know. Shit, you'll remember.
We don't bring up the garage door. The garage door is an accident.
And it was paid for.
Yeah, I'm guessing we're not going to see that spot again.
Nope.
Part of me wants to see it teased and not happen, but I have a feeling like don't even fucking tease it because obviously that was an accident that caused the dent. So don't even fuck with it, but
stay away from the garage door.
Yeah, this is a very unique and one of a kind show of the year. Also, if you're in the area, and a lot of people do it, it's, you know, there's two shows in a row, AIW running on Saturday and this Sunday Old Wrestling will be running,
which is totally different from AIW.
We'll be running its annual extravaganza. I mean, granted, you have some people from AIW there, but it's a little bit different, and
it is 1920s themed.
Yeah, around 1920s-ish type thing. And one of the matches is sponsored by Wrestling Cheers, and I'm really looking forward to just that show as a whole. If you get a chance, and I'm not saying this because Wrestling Cheers sponsors it, but it's so
much. No, that's why you're saying it.
I went to the first one, and it's something special. It's something different. And if you get a chance, come out to this show. It's totally, totally worth it, that show, and WrestleRager 2. And granted, like, it's like probably a good hour or so in between the venues.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
By wrestling standards, that's not bad.
No. It's just the extravaganza kind of in the middle of nowhere at a fairgrounds in a
in a barn.
Yeah, in a barn.
You're way underselling extravaganza. So imagine, so it's a show themed in like prohibition times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the venue and it's like in like the county fairgrounds. So it all looks like the shit that's around you. Sans, you know, there's like, you know, lights and like maybe a soda machine or something, but there's everything looks so authentic to the time. And like they have a fucking old timey band that plays, mm-hmm, instead of having entrance music. And like, it's just everything about extravaganza is so cool in a totally different way than Rager is. But in the same way that you're seeing wrestling in this like really unique setting, it's almost like live theater meets wrestling. It's really fucking cool. One of my favorite matches I saw last year was at Extravaganza. I'm super bummed that I'm not going to be there. But man, if you can make it out to that show, it is worth every fucking penny that you will pay to go. And that barn is not going to be a million fucking degrees this year like it was last year.
Yeah. Then the match that Wrestling Cheers is sponsoring is Danhausen versus Cymbal Monkey.
So good.
That match is going to be, there's more that I'll share about it come next week, because I don't like revealing certain things before they happen, but it's going to have really big significance for the show in the next month or so. So fingers crossed that everything works out. So yeah, come out to Rager, come out to the Extravaganza. If you're going to do one, pick either of them, no matter what. It's they're both great companies. And Rager is, like I said, it's crazy enough that, yeah, they're both their own special experience. So any final thoughts or last minute plugs before we go, Stacey?
Yes, I actually have a plug for something that we forgot in the fucking show, which is for the first time at Rager, there's going to be food. Smoking Jay's Barbecue is going to be selling pulled pork sliders, I think, and smoked mac and cheese. And the food the dude makes is next level fucking good. So fucking remember to bring a couple extra bucks for food at Rager. Because it's going to be there and it's going to be fucking good.
Anything else to plug?
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's called Super Fantastic. So if you listen to this show, I'm sure you've heard me say, oh, this episode's coming. This episode's coming. Oh, it got delayed. This episode's coming. So as you're listening to this right now, there is a new normal episode of Super Fantastic up. Next week, there will be the new Chris Chan podcast inside my podcast up the second month of that. The Transformers one's going to be next month. But there's currently one up right now as you listen to this of me sitting down with my buddy Trevor. And we just kind of talk about all the shit that he likes to collect and the shit that he's a fan of. And it's cool. So check that out. Super Fantastic on, you know, all the places you get a podcast from.
How about you, Caden?
At KVR216 on whatever social media you care to follow me on. I'm not an interesting human unless you care about wrestling gifts. And in that case, I'm very interesting. Yeah, that's about it.
And, of course, you can find myself at HeavySet330 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, much like you can find this show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose, is iWrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And we have the merch store over at whatamaneuver.net. Like I've said, please rate, review, and subscribe. You're even listening to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Check out our friends on the Trending Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Eurovision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling with Altitude. And I always go through these next names and list and understand when I promote these people, these brands, I think you should listen to them as well for one reason or another. We have, and some of these have been changed and added, we have Let the Hate Flow Through You, Pod Van Dam, Super Fantastic Podcast, Road Home from Wrestling, Haunted Home Video, The IndieCast, Center Stage, Sobros Network, UXWA Today, Big Gold Belt Podcast, The Co-Host Wrestling Show, Spotlight Series, I Got Your 5 Stars, and Not Ready for Primetime Wrestling. And check out our other non-podcasting friends such as Thrift Store Jobber, The Savage Dash, Powerslam.tv. Use Wrestling Cheers, all one word, and get your first month free. Ringside Shots Photographies, Sickening Pictures, Stay Tough, Smokin' Jay's Barbecue. That is who will be at WrestleRager, and please find them on Facebook. He really wanted me to help get out the word on the Facebook page, so head on over there and like that page. Wrestle Void, Midwest Territory, Southern Underground Pro, and the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. That will do it for us here on Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, even if you're not allowed to have an opinion. Later. Up, break.